I'm sure you met a lot of people in your work.
I did. That's right.
Give me an idea of the clubs that you went in the travel that you did.
I've been to Washington, and we spent 2 weeks in Washington. Our whole family went together. They chartered a bus, and we had a licensed driver. And we had a marvelous time on that trip, just as Mama said, to keep the family together.
Yeah.
That was the best way, and we stayed 2 weeks in Washington.
Washington, D.C.
And it was so wonderful for our family to be together.
Yeah.
And then every year, my brothers came home, and we would camp down at the lake, and we'd always carry things so we could rest comfortably. Our beds, we didn't sleep on like we do. A lot of times in camping, we had the beds built up with springs on it so we could really rest. We carried a cook to help with the work and everything like that. We just had a marvelous time every year for 13 years.
Yeah.
We were always together.
So you had a pretty active family.
Yes. We always went to church and Sunday school, and that was when we were on our camps. That was a day set apart that no fishing was done that day. We had just more or less like we was at Sunday school. One would make a talk, and we'd sing, and we'd carry our graphophones and radios back then, you see. Mama said she could have us all together that way. And we had a cook to help, with all that. And my life has been one, just down to earth, living, but we loved each other. That was the thing. There was an awful lot of love in our home.
You say you carry your graphophone?
Yes. There's the old-fashioned graphophones back then. Had a reel and
the speakers.
Yes.
And you just you put a record on it sometimes?
Uh-huh. That's right. That's okay. Back in those olden days.
Okay. I think you mentioned that you were in some club.
Well, I belong to the, Missionary Society. And at the time I won in this, I belonged to the Garden Club later on.
Is that when you got your award for the...
Yeah, back then, though, I wasn't a member, but later I was. And I belonged to the WCTU.
What's that?
Well, that's a woman's Christian, I've forgotten. Anyway, we call it the WCTU. It's a church organization. And, I've been kind of right up here. I forget and can't say the things I want to say I've been hurt. But anyway, then, I'm past matron of the Order of the Eastern Star here.
Uh-huh.
And as I say, I always sang in the choir. I sang alto from a child. I never knew anything but to sing in the choir. Went to singing schools and learned music and like that. Back in the days when it was shaped notes, I often say now when those shaped notes come up, they just so vivid, to me, that was all we taught back in those. We'd go maybe a month to these singing schools. And
what's that shape? No.
There, do, fa, sol, la, mi, ti, do. We went up like that. Now it's lines and spaces. Now all are just round notes, but it's the whatever you call
it. You ever heard of Sacred Harp?
No.
Music is something like that. They don't have written. I'm not sure what it is. That's not related, though.
Probably to the church doings, but. In my church, as I say, I've always tried to be active in my church. We always tithe, and even though I've been here in the hospital all this time, I wasn't making any money, but God has blessed me to pay it to my church just like I did a tenth.